the library might not be the first place you'd expect to learn how to make tamales. But that's exactly what happened last December in Santa Rosa. KRCB's Camille Escobedo attended one of 17 free bilingual cooking classes at Sonoma County Libraries. From the Northwest Santa Rosa Library, she has this report.
Salome Arenas Ramirez has decades of experience making tamales. She demonstrates each step of the process in front of the class at a long table covered with ingredients and large bowls. Her daughter, Damaris Ramirez, translated for the crowd.
That's what she's saying, that this is the most important part because you have to make sure you get all the little lumps out.
After Arenas Ramirez shows how to do each step, she and her family pass out materials to the tables.
It's awesome. I'm a hands-on learner, so this is perfect for me. And it's easy enough for me to learn so then I can go home and do it myself.
That was Laura Brooks, one of a couple people who heard about the class through work. Diane Gavin came out with her 93-year-old mom from El Salvador because there's always room for improvement.
We wanted to see how the consistency of the masa was, because ours, every once in a while, would come out a little dry. And we tried different things to put in it. And always at Christmas, we spend days just making tamales and tamales and tamales.
Tamale making is such a big deal in Gavin's family that she remembers mailing frozen tamales to her sister in California before Gavin herself moved to Sonoma County.
Sometimes a friend or my sister would come, and then my brothers will always say, "Have you made the tamales yet? Have you made the tamales yet?" So I'll post it on Facebook, and they're like, "Oh, so we have to mail them now because they live in Nevada."
Some memories of making tamales with her mom stand out.
Just her yelling at me because I never folded them right. So now I was like so excited to see how easy it was to fold it because she had a different method of folding it. Folding them, that was very complicated. So this, she saw that I can do it. So it'll be fun to make them.
Jenny Rockwell is the adult services librarian at the Northwest Santa Rosa Library. She says when she pitched the idea for a bilingual food workshop, the programming specialist worked out the food laws to make it happen.
We were talking about wanting to do some kind of holiday program, and we're really making an effort at this branch to reach out to Latino, Latinx population and the Spanish-speaking population and have bilingual events.
Arenas Ramirez's son, comedian Juan Carlos Arenas, helped translate the class into English that night.
But as far as making tamales, I don't know a thing about making tamales.
Arenas points out, authenticity can mean a lot of different things in terms of culture and ingredients. He says his family and their particular method come from Tejas de Morelos, Ocotlán, in the state of Oaxaca.
Everybody throws around the word authentic, the word original. But Mexico has so many regions, so many languages, so many states. It is practically impossible to pinpoint what the original recipe in anything is. And this is just a way of us showing our culture, our side of the culture to the people.
If you didn't make it out to any of the classes at the Windsor, Sonoma Valley, or other regional libraries, the next chance to learn from Arenas Ramirez and her family is January 25th at the Guerneville Regional Library from 4 to 5:30 p.m. I'm Camille Escobedo for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Find more stories about local food culture at norcalpublicmedia.org.